Hello, this is AM 590 The Answer with your host, Anthony Patrick, Roadmap on Real Estate. My companies are New Harvest Ventures LLC and New Harvest Realty Inc. Our BRE number is 020-13694. You can reach us at 909-694-2221 or email me at anthonypatrick@anthonypatrick.net with any real estate concerns or questions. With me on my show today is Linda Pelagas with Realty 411 and my beautiful wife, Mindy. Hello. Do you guys want to say hello to everybody?
Hello, hello. Listeners.
Hey, before we get started, Mindy, you want to talk about the real estate side of our company? And I think you have two listings you want to share with the audience.
I do. Absolutely. Hello, I am Mindy with New Harvest Realty, and we want to thank you all who have called and emailed us. If I can help you find or sell your home, please give me a call at 909-297-0425 or email me at mindy@newharvestrealty.com. So our two listings we have is, one is in Ranch Cucamonga. We have a 4-bedroom, 2-bath, and it's, the address is 6582 Ash Avenue, and the price is $5099. Call me for details. Also, we have one more in Moreno Valley at 27450 Walfred Way, and that one is going for $485,999. Please give me a call at 297-0425.
I'm sorry, hon. I was going to say something there, but that's both of them are beautiful homes. One of them is one of my flip projects. So, and the other one's a great place area in Rancho Cucamonga, right near Etiwanda High School. You could virtually just get there in 5 minutes with a walk. So we're blessed to have that. So, yes. Hey, just before we get started, I want you to know, we decided to do this show to help others have a better understanding in all real estate avenues, like anything. I have Linda, I have Stacy Berry, we have Sam, we have Ryan, we have all types of people from different aspects, from title and expos and escrow and anything. So Paul Wilkins, who's not on our, you know, comes on our show once in a while. So we can help you with anything. We can answer any question. So again, we're here to help you. So we do buy houses for cash. Again, if you have a house and it needs work, or you want to sell it and get out of Southern California right now, well, it seems like a lot of people are doing. So at the end of the day, give me a call at 909-694-2221. Also, I'm partnering up with a hard money lender. So if you need hard money, you can give me a call also. So again, our guest is Linda with Realty 411. So Linda, could you tell us a little bit about your company?
Sure. Thank you so much for having me, Anthony. It's a pleasure to be with you today. And Realty 411 started in 2007 as an information company. Our focus was to educate and provide information, news, and to motivate people to learn about the benefits of real estate investing, which we all know is the number one vehicle for wealth building in America, if not the world. So that was our mission. At the time when I started it, I was a real estate agent, and I would also help investors acquire rental properties for their portfolio. And one of the reasons I started it was also, of course, to promote my business. But I got so busy with promoting and helping other companies grow their real estate business that my real estate agency business took a back seat. And then I just started focusing strictly on journalism, on marketing companies, and on helping, you know, others with the information and education that we wanted to share.
So how long ago did you start the career investing as far as that aspect?
Well, for investing, it's been a while. I mean, our first home, we bought our first home in 1993 in Culver City. And then we also had a rental shortly thereafter. So, you know, we've been landlords for over 20 years. And it's not, you know, when people think of real estate investing, they have an assumption that it's a get-rich-quick vehicle. And I'm not saying it doesn't happen. You can create large sums of money relatively quickly in real estate as opposed to other investment vehicles or even job opportunities or career opportunities. But for the most part, real estate is a long-term investing vehicle. It's something that you know that has a time element to it. The faster you start, the better off you will be when you end your career as a real estate investor. So that's why it's so important for young adults to really think about, you know, starting their real estate career by investing, even if it's in a condo to live in or possibly a small duplex, and they can rent the other portion out to a tenant. But, you know, definitely keep that in mind, because the sooner you start, the better off you will be in the end.
Thank you. So you have a bachelor's in journalism, am I correct? Yeah. Right. So you've had that for a while. So then you came up with these expos. So your education and your journalism, you put them all together, and that way you created Realty 411. Am I correct on that?
Yes, that's right. I have a passion of both journalism and real estate. I do have a degree from Cal State Long Beach in journalism, print journalism, and I've been in media since I was in high school and college. So it's been a long time, and my first passion really is journalism. I'm a journalist at heart. I believe in the information, the democracy of our country, and providing vital information and news to the masses to inform them of what's going on. And I believe that the written word can make a powerful impact on people's lives. That's why I became a journalist, because I wanted to make an impact on a grand scale with my writing. And I believe we do that when we promote the benefits of real estate investing, and when we advise people through our columns, our articles, about some wealth building vehicles, strategies, techniques, and tips, best markets, best practices. I mean, we cover all of that. And I'm really proud to be able to combine both of my passions into one. And the reason I got into real estate is because I realized that journalism was not a high paying career. Yes. The average journalist, when they get out of college, is probably going to start anywhere between, you know, $28,000 to $36,000 a year. And it's really hard and can be dangerous work. You know, we've seen right now with what's going on in America, a lot of journalists have gotten arrested by accident. They've gotten beat up because they're trying to cover, you know, what's going on. So I realized that, oh my gosh, if I want to create, you know, financial security for me and my family, I'm going to have to do something else on the side besides be a reporter. And that's how I got into real estate.
So that's awesome. And how you combine both of them together. But can we talk about your expos and where are they? I mean, you have them, I know you have them in Southern California, but you have them Northern. And could you talk about your expos, please?
Sure. We've had expos for the past 10 years all over the country. We've gone to 12 states. Wow. And we've had expos in every major market in the United States. We've had as many as 700 people join us. The last expo we had, the LA Grand Expo, we had over 750 people join us in Los Angeles. And we had that event with two other local groups. And we've had as little as, you know, 25 people too. And really, it's not the number for us. It's the fact that we're there making a difference in people's lives, letting them know that we are, you know, for real. We really are investors. We really do this as a way of life and as a lifestyle. And, you know, we're real people. And that's one of the reasons that we go is to make contacts and connections with our readers, to let them know that this is the real deal, where, you know, we really do what we say we do. And just, you know, to be a resource for them. And it's been an honor to do that. We've met thousands of people around the country. And, you know, it's been a lot of hard work. Right now with the COVID-19 going on, we transferred everything into the virtual realm. And our last virtual expo was very successful. We had over 500 RSVPs and we had guests on our virtual expo from over 35 states and 5 countries internationally. So it was really incredible. It was a very successful event, and we are having more virtual events in the meantime while everything goes back to normal.
Great. We're gonna talk about that after the break. So that was quick. That was, like I said, we could talk forever, Linda. So Mindy, can you take us out of the break, please?
You have been listening to Anthony Patrick Roadmap on Real Estate. Thank you for tuning in. We will be right back after the break with Linda Pelagas from Realty 411.
Hello, this is Anthony Patrick, the owner of New Harvest Ventures and New Harvest Realty. I've been blessed to be a real estate investor and mentor for 15 years here in Southern California. I've learned the art of flipping houses from the ground floor as I started as a handyman. I've helped hundreds of people across the country achieve success in the real estate industry by sharing with them what I have learned. God has blessed my beautiful wife, Mindy, and me with our marriage of 25 years and our real estate business. We are excited to share all we have learned by helping others with their real estate needs. Tune into my new show, Roadmap on Real Estate, Sundays at 2:30 p.m. If you need help in any way with real estate or any questions about investing in real estate, please give me a call at 909-694-2221. Again, that's 909-694-2221. Or go to my website at newharvestventuresllc.com. Or you know what? Email me at anthonypatrick@anthonypatrick.net.
AM 590, The Answer.
Welcome back to Anthony Patrick Roadmap on Real Estate. If you're just joining us, our guest today is Linda Pelagas, owner of Realty 411. So Linda, before the break, we went over how everything is turning into a virtual realm. Yes. How does one get a hold of you to join in?
Sure. Well, they can go right on our website, Realty411.com, and they will see an article about the virtual event with the link to sign up. They can also visit Realty411Expo.com and join our website there as well. And they'll be added to our mailing list, and they'll start receiving information about our events as well via email.
Right. I'm on the website here, and it is awesome. And you can go right there. So when's your next one? Like when, and who's on it? Can you tell us that?
Absolutely. Our next one is June 13th and 14th. And we're really excited. We have some wonderful guests, including Marco Santarelli, the CEO of Narada Real Estate. They invest around the country and provide turnkey real estate to investors. We also have Kathy Fetke from Real Wealth Network. She's a powerhouse lady with great information about what's going on in different markets around the country. And then we also have, we have Seti Gershberg from REI Cloud, which is a brand new platform that real estate investors can utilize to start focusing more on business and less on spreadsheets. And then we also have Urban Pacific and the CEO, Scott Topin, who's an incredible developer right here in Southern California. And he's going to be talking about his brand new developments that are especially developed and built for multi-generational families. And we're going to talk about how here in Southern California, multi-generational families are really the ones that are, you know, buying these larger properties so that multiple family members and generations can live in the property. Grandma and grandpa, or, you know, the children, maybe the college students. So he's building properties with the multi-generational family in mind. So we're going to be just touching upon all types of different aspects of real estate. We're also going to have Randy Hughes talking about land trusts as a way of protecting our portfolio and also providing privacy for our real estate assets. So we have an incredible lineup, and they can learn more about it at realty411.com.
Thank you so much. So I know you also have a Realty 411 magazine. Can we talk about that? And then you also have REI Wealth Monthly. Am I correct?
So it's REI Wealth Magazine. We have both publications. Realty 411 is our staple. Let me get a copy. Realty 411 is our staple. We started it in 2007. And REI Wealth, we took that publication over from another publisher in 2013. So that's why we combine both Realty 411 and REI Wealth. And to see and view and download REI Wealth, they can visit REI Wealth, MAG.com. That's REI Wealth Mag.com. And that's for REI Wealth Magazine, which stands for Real Estate Wealth.
No worries. So I got a question for you. So what was that moment that came to you and said, you know what, there's journalism and then my education. And like you said, previously you were talking about, you know, they only make so much. So again, what was that? I said this to I think it was Stacy, and I said it to Kay Reed, that aha moment. Like,
yes,
I want to do this to help people, because you know as well as I do, Linda, there's a lot of scammers in our business.
Oh yeah.
And you know, and I know what we're going through, our world's going through. You know, God bless us right now and everybody and everybody's family. But at the end of the day, there's bad in every industry. And yes. I know you came on this. So tell us, you know, how did that come about?
Yes. I really wanted to help other people, Anthony, because, you know, we didn't do this alone. Our family, my husband's family, really helped us in our real estate investing career. Initially, they helped us with a large down payment to buy our first home. We weren't able to do it otherwise. And, you know, they really helped us financially, and also just by being a support system and teaching us about real estate and just, you know, being there for us. And I, you know, my husband's family, they're all very active real estate investors. They own apartment buildings, commercial real estate in Southern California, as well as in Texas. And I just saw them doing it. And I really wanted to also be in that career and to have that financial security and build something for my family, because real estate is really a way of building something to leave behind for, you know, your family. And that's how it all came about. And they really helped us. And that's why I felt so blessed. And I do feel so blessed right now to be in the position we are, where, you know, we've owned our own home since I was in my early 40s, free and clear. And that's a big thing in Southern California, you know, to do that. And then, of course, we own rental properties too. And I just feel like I'm really blessed. And I wanted to try and help others, especially to keep them safe, because you're right, there is a lot of fraud. on in our industry. There's a lot of people buying real estate the wrong way too. You know, they're Googling properties in the Rust Belt and they're just buying them sight unseen without even knowing what those neighborhoods are about. And they'll be like, well, I Googled it. Well, no, you can't just do that. You know, there's a right way of buying real estate. And just because you buy a property doesn't mean you're going to do well. We've all lost money on real estate. My husband and I have lost money on real estate and we've purchased properties that didn't do so well. And we learned valuable lessons. So there are lessons to be learned and lessons to be shared with other people to try and help others avoid the mistakes that we made and that other people make too. And one of them is buying property sight unseen. That's just something that we don't recommend. We really believe in investing your time. If you're going to invest your money, I recommend you invest your time and do your due diligence by really visiting the property and meeting your property manager, several property managers in the area, so you can really secure that investment that you buy in other areas.
Yeah, and it's so true. And I ditto what you just said right now. You know, I flipped hundreds of homes. And at the end of the time, they think it's easy, but it's a job. You cannot flip a home in a half hour or 45 minutes or hour, whatever the show looks like. It takes a lot of time. And right now during the pandemic, you know, permits are more expensive, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. And it's taking more time for the city worker or code enforcement to come to your house because there's only a few. So my final thoughts with you as far as your coming with your expos. What do you see your expos opening? When do you see it opening up? And what are your goals after that to, you know, go forward, I should say?
Yes. Well, one thing that we have learned about COVID-19 and conducting business during the pandemic is that virtual events are very popular and people do love them. So we will be continuing our virtual events as a way of connecting with our readers around the nation and around the world. One thing we're going to be also doing is incorporating live streaming or live video at our in-person events when they resume. We are being optimistic and have an event scheduled for November the 14th. It's called the LA Grand Expo, lagrandexpo.com. Our venue, we're very proud of it. We're doing the event with LARIC, which is a Los Angeles Real Estate Investor Club, as well as Sam's Real Estate Club of Los Angeles, and we secured UCLA as the venue, and we're very proud of that. UCLA is a high caliber educational university, and they allowed us the opportunity to have the Grand Expo there on November the 14th. We are all praying that we're able to have it. We were so excited when we got the approval from UCLA, and that's what we're hoping for. We're hoping for good things. And if you'd like to get on that mailing list, you can go to lagrandexpo.com and get on that email list as well. But that's what we're hoping. We're hoping for November the 14th at UCLA. Go Bruins.
Thank you so much again. Thank you for coming on the show. So again, they can get a hold of you or they can call me to get a hold of you. So Mindy, take us home.
Join us next week on Sunday at 10 a.m. and 2:30 p.m. This is AM 590, The Answer with Anthony Patrick, Roadmap on Real Estate. From New Harvest Ventures and New Harvest Realty. You can reach us at 909-694-2221. If you're looking to buy or sell your home, give me a call at 909-297-0425. God bless, pay it forward, and be kind to others.
And wash your hands.
Hello, this is Anthony Patrick, the owner of New Harvest Ventures and New Harvest Realty. I've been blessed to be a real estate investor and mentor for 15 years here in Southern California. I've learned the art of flipping houses from the ground floor as I started as a handyman. I've helped hundreds of people across the country achieve success in the real estate industry by sharing with them what I have learned. God has blessed my beautiful wife, Mindy, and me with our marriage of 25 years and our real estate business. We are excited to share all we have learned by helping others with their real estate needs. Tune into my new show, Roadmap on Real Estate, Sundays at 2:30 p.m. If you need help in any way with real estate or any questions about investing in real estate, please give me a call at 909-694-2221. Again, that's 909-694-2221. Or go to my website at newharvestventuresllc.com. Or you know what? Email me at anthonypatrick@anthonypatrick.net.